and then have a share for like 2 hour share in which we go through the whole dialogue in one go so we can follow the track. It keeps it's like the conversation keeps getting interrupted. So anyway, let's pick up here. I don't remember what we did. We didn't what did we I don't we didn't do last week, did we? I don't know what happened. Anyway, let's just
No, you did the Chazari last week.
Oh
You
no,
did
we
an
did. We
excellent
did. We did
job.
the Chazorah last week. Nachon, we did the Chazorah, and then we said we're going to be Mamshich with the Seichel. Okay. Last week, we knew what we were talking about. We probably have to do another Chazorah now. Then we'll never get forward because we'll just keep forgetting and then doing Chazorah. Like I said, we have to get together for 3 hours one day and just go through the whole thing in one sitting. Okay. We'll find somebody who knows what's going on here and help us. Okay. Let's Mamshich HaSeichel and see as we go along what we need to pick up. We'll go back. We'll try and pick up and see what's going on here. We're dealing with a sugya of Bechira, where it works. Okay, we'll leave Doc. As Mamshich HaSeichel, Zeh She'amarti Loch. I'm very proud of myself, by the way. I just have to tell you that we've got this far. Because every time I've started Shavu'ot HaSeilochim, I never ever got this far. So I used to run away, just bail out much earlier than this. So we're plugging along here. We've almost got to the 10th Perek of Shavu'ot HaSeilochim. For me, that's like climbing Mount Everest, eh? So there's a
That's
simcha
been
here as well.
incredible.
Mamshich HaSeichel. Zeh she'amarti lach she'boreich kollel es ha'pu'ulot ha'mutaros ben ha'maisim ha'tovim o'raim. That which I told you that the boreich includes all the pu'ulos, the actions a person does, whether they mutaros, the muta actions. Whether they're maisim toivim or roi. I don't know how maisim raw could be muta. They don't even know me. It goes to the pulus of matoris, bein a maisim toivim or rarai. That means there's matoris that can be good and bad. I don't know how that works. Ubetzedek mitzidoi mipnei shebe mitzboinech uvekavonoisech upitniyoisech bechart lahamroi soy soy bemokum lavadoso. Includes all these things in the Mutoros, and that somehow is Betzedek, Mitzidoi, Mitzad Hashem. Because in the, or maybe it's the person who's doing that, I don't know, law, it's law by rule. Because in the inner reality and in his kavanas and in his pnimius, he chose to rebel against Hashem instead of being oved him. Or Lamrisus, or he chose to serve him instead of rebelling against him. So it's always tzedek because he chose to do what he's doing. So if he chooses to do what he's doing, then there'll be a tzedek. And if he chooses not to do what Hashem wants him to do, there'll be a tzedek. Ve'at mechavenes es pulosayich hamutores lemeterah shebechata la'atzmech. You aim the pulos that are muta to the goal that you chose for yourself. To Hashem, what you do in the inner world and what you do in your maisim is the same to Hashem. Again, this whole statement here needs unraveling. It's an odd musubach what he's saying here. But let's postulate that when I'm dealing with you, I don't know what's going on in your inner world. I can sometimes see by what you're doing what's going on in your inner world, but I don't know what your kavanas are. I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know what you're. So there's a difference between what's revealed and what's hidden. When it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he knows what the inner world is and the external world. There's nothing hidden from him. So for him, the external and the internal are identical. We're not supposed to do with that yet. Well, that's what he said. And he pays you depending on whatever. Based on what's going on in your machshavas and your kavanas and what's going on in the inner recesses of your heart. Me, a guy comes up and he gives me, let's say, I'm a beggar. He gives me 10 shekels. He gave me 10 shekels. I'm very happy. I don't know what he was thinking. I mean, I've been thinking, wow, this beggar, bum, whatever, let's get rid of him. He wants 50 shekels. I'm only giving him 10. Well, the beggar says, thank you very much for 10 shekels. Very happy. He doesn't know what the guy was thinking. He would say, thank you because you did him a nice deed. Meanwhile, you are being an absolute monster. Or sometimes you tell your kid you're not having another chocolate chip cookie because you love the kid and you want what's, I'm using very simple examples, and you want to do what's best for him, and the kid's very angry because he thinks that your kavanah is not to harm him. Otherwise, why wouldn't you give him the 33rd chocolate chip cookie this evening? So we don't know what's going on inside. So we judge the person by what they do, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on inside. So no matter what you're doing, he knows what you're thinking, what your kavanahs are, and the reward you'll get will be tolu on all of that, not just the deed. For sure, the deed, you have to do the deed. The Nefesh HaChaim has a whole aretas. That's a big, big, big chunk of the theme of the Nefesh HaChaim, is that at the end of the day, there's all the kavanahs and what's going on. You do the maisa. What's le'ikuv is the maisa. The machshavas aren't le'ikuvah. But at this level of Avodas Hashem, the kavanahs, the inner world, will definitely affect the schar of the oinesh. You have to do the maisa. A person doesn't have proper kavanah, so he doesn't do the maisa. No, you do the maisa because that's le'ikuvah. But Hashem knows what the inner world is, and he'll reward you depending on that as well. He takes the whole picture into account because nothing's hidden from him. Gam im hem ne'lomis mibne'odom. Even if they're hidden from you and me, but to Hashem, they're not hidden. The raya that this is just. The judge, based in the dayan, he judges based on what been revealed to him, what's clear to him. He takes the facts that are on his table and he has to make a decision based on what his clarity arrives at. Imipi, whether it's not Piedim or other riyas that the Torah allows a person to bring, he looked at the riyas, he looked at the evidence, and based on the evidence, he has to make a decision according to the Torah's ways of how you make decisions. If he had a way to X-ray what was in the accused or the victim's mind or whatever, not the victim, the accused's mind, then for sure he would take that into account. For sure he'd take that into account. I'll give you a simple example. I think the Rishonim bring this example already. Is two people steal? Two people steal a goat. Got a very wealthy guy, lives in a mansion. He's got flocks and sheep and whatever. He goes to the next door neighbor, who's a poor guy. He's only got two goats. He steals a goat and shechts it. Leaves the guy with one goat. The guy next door, he's poverty stricken. He doesn't have anything. So he goes next door and he takes from his millionaire neighbor, he steals a goat. And we've got Eidim on both cases. They come to Beit Din, it's exactly the same din. The rich guy stealing from the poor guy, the poor guy stealing from the rich guy just because he wants to feed his children. No one's allowed to steal. Even if you're poverty stricken, you're not allowed to steal. Well, the Dayan comes to Beis Din based on the evidence, he has to make the decision. His decision will be exactly the same. In Shemayim, you couldn't find two different psakim. That's Poshut, no? Okay. So that's what he's talking about. Ve'im kain habayis parach hayodei ba'ifen shove esagolu ve'esanista. Hashem knows exactly the same. He sees the rich guy stealing, sees the poor guy stealing. That's exactly what's going on. K'mo shama kosuv hanistoras l'Hashem Elokeinu hadin noisen sheyishpoit kefi idiyosoihu. The din's given based on your knowledge. The guy knows what he knows. He sees what's on the table. Based on that, he judges. Rich guy, poor guy makes no difference. The same psak. Hashem judges based on what he knows. So he judges based on everything he sees. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do with all of this. I think it's quite potent what he's saying, that Hashem knows everything. So for sure, when Hashem judges, he takes everything into account. I don't exactly know what this is helping us with, but let's see. When Hashem decides to arouse you, to wake you up a little bit, to do tshuva, and to give you tochocha on your sins that you did, he's talking to the nefesh. Then he commands one of the mishalsim. Remember, we saw there's all these different mishalsim, these different. Do you remember what they were? All these different kalim, all these different middas, all these different aspects that Hashem gave us. There was four of them, no? And he commands him to stop serving you. And then one of your gufs. The chod, it was the four things, the ikul and the otsur. the ability to absorb and digest food, the ability to let it go out the body. Remember, to distribute the food to all the different parts of the body. Those were the mishalsim that Hashem gave your body. So when Hashem wants to get a person to do tshuva, so what does he do? He tells one of the mishalsim, okay, you're not working today. And then one of the limbs of the body gets a bit thick. Or yechlu kama avarim. For example, if the koyach of excretement, of getting the psoilis out of the body stops working, that's much better than a lot of different avarim that suddenly get sick. Then he gets sick and he has pain until a certain time, until the time is up. And that's supposed to be oirim to tshuva. First thing a person is supposed to think about when he gets a pain or he gets sick is not call the doctor, what pill can I take to get rid of it? The first thing he has to ask himself is, Hashem's talking to me. Hashem adabeh alai. He's telling me something. He wants to be oirim to tshuva. So on the spot, you do tshuva and you go weiter. Then you can find the doctor and take pills and do whatever you want. Why that is, we don't know. I'm not going into that now. Well, when things go wrong, the first thing is Hashem wants you to do tshuva. That's what he's telling us. Hashem commands one of those misharsim, one of the pulois of the goof, to stop working. And then boom, suddenly the guy's got a headache, or he's got a toe ache, or he's got a backache, or whatever. But that's what he wants. He wants to oira us to do tshuva, to give us a bit of a punch for the sins we did. If you'll do tshuva, then Hashem will command this eved to continue to serve you. And then he'll heal your guf and you'll get back to what you were before. Pray from the path with sins and your poshrim and your avodah of the different sins. Yisanu will cause you suffering. Will torture you. Kol oichil tisav nafsham v'yigiu at sharei mavet. V'yaku el Hashem b'tzalohem imukutzosem yoshiyem. That's on the pasuk we say on erev Yom Kippur by Kapparas. Okay, fine. So that's what happens. Person gets a patch, he does tshuva, so we got a big patch 2 weeks ago. Big patch. Everybody individually got a big patch last week. So we all mitore. But the tevah of the world, we know, and it's going to be that way. It can't be any other way, is that tisoirus is going to go away. Everyone's yetzer tov became very big. And then the Yetzer Tov, the Yetzer Hara starts kofetzing in, and then we go back to normal. We've done it hundreds of times. We've done it every Elul. We get mitore, and we go back to sleep. So while you're mitore, while you're aroused, you have to do tshuva. The way you do tshuva, Yom Kippur, you take something small, you change whatever, you decide, okay, fine. And you heard what Hashem had to say, and you go weiter. You don't have to become another person. And somebody said to me the other day, after what happened, I'm going to be a different person. I said, you're going to be very disappointed. That I can promise you. That you'll be a different person. Probably not. But one thing's for sure. If you think you're going to be a different person after that, you're going to be very disappointed. Because eventually, the Yetzer Hara, that's the nature of the world. That's a teva. It's wired into our system. That can't be any other way. So how do you make sure that something sticks? Because you have to do something immediately. You have to do some kind of a tshuva. Take on something small like we do on Yom Kippur. And you mamshech with that. You mamshech with that. That's the story. Kach kibalti mi rabbanim gadolim that I went to ask about this matzav. These odors is going to go away, for sure. When, how, that's depending on each person. Second of all, Hashem speaking to every person individually. Don't start blaming the guys that were Machal Yom Kippur. And they, for sure, Hashem's going to cheshbon with them as well, but he's talking to me also. So you have to do tshuva. Yeah, big tshuva! There was a big event. I am Amish. You have to do a big tshuva. You have to be a different person. No. Yom Kippur is a much bigger event. We don't become a different person. We do tshuva. We go back to the same klali of tshuva. Nothing changed. You wake up, do tshuva. You had a trauma. You had a... Fine, do tshuva. While you're still around, because the minute you leave, you leave. You know? That, you have to take something with you out of this event. Well, that's poshut. So that's what's happening. Sometimes it's very personal. Hashem gives you a pain in the back. He gives you a bit of a sickness or whatever, Rahman al-Islam. Okay, so you know what the message is. You do tshuva. Sure, you have to make ishtadlis with the medicines and the doctors. But the Ika message is not Hashem wants you to punish the doctors. That's not why you're sick. You're sick because that's also one of the reasons, by the way. That's also, if you have to go to a doctor and pay the doctor, so then that's also part of the cheshbon. Well, that's not why Hashem made me sick. He made me sick because he wants me to do tshuva. So you do tshuva. And then things get better. That's the Chum Salavos. Because Shemay Nisoyin Shalcha Yegir LeKitzom, when the days of your Nisoyin get to their end, Yegir LeKitzom, Yitzave Boris Barach is Kol HaShoarim, HaMoishlim, HaPekidim, HaAvodim, HaYoatzim, HaMashalsim, HaMashamshim, Shizkanu, all these different servants and workers and clerks and all these different parts that make up who we are. The suma life, go away. Actually, not ku haksharim vaem tsoyim ashe beinech ubein gufech. That's what we call dying. Dying is when all these things that keep you and your body connected and together, keep the neshama in the guf, all these things, Hashem commands him to leave. And then the neshama just goes out of the, just the neshama leaves the goof. Then you go back to your original state. Then the goof just goes back to being a piece of steak. Without movement, without feeling. He also goes back to what it originally was, which is, you know, dust to dust. The dust will go back to the ground. Kishahayu, where it was. And the ruach, the spirit, will go back to God who gave it. And then you'll see they'll take out the tablet, they'll take out the screen, and they'll show you all your deeds. You'll see whatever was written there. Then you'll see all your thoughts, your yearnings, the whole story, you know. But dvarim shebachata behem v'yitratata es atzmech aleim v'olamecha v'behetem l'ma shehoyu yiyatashlum. That's the judgment. You'll see everything, and then based on all of these multiple complexities, the cheshbonos, then Hashem will give you your schar. So there's all shara b'china here, this one paragraph, you know, how my goof continue to function with an atoma and all these mesholsim, these all like spiritual qualities and whatever that Hashem puts in my goof that enables me to function or whatever. Our problem is we think of ourselves as the goof. That's our problem. We're so immersed and entangled in our goofs that it's hard to separate ourselves from our goof. We generally think we're a goof. So that's this ma'or is you to realize no, you're a ruach, and there's this goof that eventually once you leave the goof doesn't, he just becomes a blob, he just becomes a piece of steak. The boy has already warned you about everything I told you. And he warned you via the faithful servants, the Nevim, and through Teres Emes, hat oznecho. Pay attention with your ears, ushma divre chachomim velibcho toshis ledaito. And yeah, the words of the Chachomim. Ki noim ki sishmerem bebitnecho. Ki noim ki tishmerem bebitnecho. I don't know what that means. It'll be pleasant if you guard them in your stomach. I don't know what he wants. Mishle, you have to learn. Maybe we'll do that sometime. We'll try and learn Mishle with a proper pirish. We'll go through Mishle. He quotes Mishle a lot. You've noticed that. Mishle, you have to, translating it doesn't do anything. You have to understand it's a mashadim. Hello, kasavti lacha shlishim v'ma'et ses v'das. Shalishim, sorry. L'chor shalishim v'ma'et ses v'das lo yidiyacha shoyt imre emes l'choshiv omoriv emes l'sholechocho. So, that's what I would say. Hello, ketofti lecha sholishim atzeis v'das in advice and das. Don't know what he wants to tell you the truth. Imre emes lodicha to notify you the truth. Imre emes lochoshiv amorim emes l'shoil lechocho. Okay. That's the end of Perek Tes. Fascinating Perek. I really, really go through it from the beginning to the end in one sitting just to get this dialogue clear. It's a fascinating conversation taking place here. I'm riddled with all sorts of amazing information. It just gets lost all the time. Sorry, just one second. Okay, so maybe when we finish, Shara Avoda said, okay, we'll come back and do Perek Tes again. Maybe that's, don't know what to do with this. I hope you guys are getting something out of this because this is all right.
We're getting Perek a lot, but it's a good idea to go through it one more time when we finish
whatever. And we're not finished with the dialogues. There's a Mamshich in Perek Yud. The Nefesh starts coming back and the Seichel. We're not finished with this dialogue yet, but I don't know. I'm not sure why he. How he splits up the prokim. Not sure how this works. I have no familiarity with this. You know, after being through Shara B'Tochen many, many times in different sharing with different rebbeim, you start getting a sense of, you know, you start getting a sense of it starts becoming three-dimensional. Shara B'Chinah as well. Shara Avodah Elokim for me is just like it's flat. It's like one dimension. It's just like launched through it quickly a few times. Never really. Yeah, it's not even Perek Tes. You have to. The whole story started already in Perek Zayin. Perek Hey, we were also dealing with that. Just one second. I just want to see where we're holding. Yeah, this started already way back. Perek Dalet. It's been going on for a long time. You basically have to start away to Selakiv again and go through it again and do Chazara. That's the only way to learn this. Maybe that's an idea. Let's see. Okay. I've got a bit of a Yates, and I don't think it's the Yates of Horror, is to learn Shabbos Malchoser again. A lot of these Eiris and a lot of the Gedolim are talking about the need. A lot of these Shivas have stopped learning what they were learning and starting to learn the Sechta Shabbos. It's definitely been a big something about this event has something to do with Shabbos. All the Gedolim are talking about the enormous need to Miss Chazak and his Eirin Shabbos. Reb Zilberstein said, learn one halacha of Shabbos at your Shabbos table every day. Shivas are starting to learn the Sechta Shabbos. There's this Eirus in Shabbos. So I thought maybe we can, because Shabbos Malchus is a big Eirus in Shemiras Shabbos. No question. I think Eliyahu, I know Shmuel got a lot of, I got an enormous amount out of that Sefer. And my Shabbos is a different Shabbos after we let that Sefer. So, okay, let's see. This is also a Choshuva Sefer. Bobo Nivdok. Okay.
Listen, that Sefer helped me start actually wanting to keep Shabbos properly.
Shabbos Malchus.
Yeah. When you start learning what Shabbos really is, then you feel like an idiot to not keep it like that.
No, it's a big chizuk. Maydika chizuk in Shabbos. Okay, let's see. In the meantime, we're doing this. We don't have to trade in futures. let's do what we're doing. Okay, Perek Yud. B'tomer ha-nefesh. V'vanti es asher amarta. At least he understands what we said. We're not sure we understand what he said, but the nefesh says he understands what the seichel said. And I've been listening, paying attention to everything you've mentioned. I want you to explain to me in what way and in which times I need to use these praiseworthy midas. And at what time and place I need to use the not such praiseworthy midas, that I will be praised on my midas. Then I'll know that I'm utilizing my resources, my midas, the things that Hashem's giving me, I'll be using them correctly. So that's a good question. It's one thing knowing that you've got Kalim, you get bigger, big toolbox. But it's very important to know which tools to use when, for which job, for when, for how, what, when. Okay. he lumps into two groups, the praiseworthy midas and the not praiseworthy midas. Somehow the not praiseworthy midas also have to be used in the correct time and place. As Masbira Seichel. So we're not going to get very far, but let's just start. We'll start again, Perik Yud, next week. But we've got a minute. Let's just push a bit ahead. Masbira Seichel, Midoisai Hein Rabbis. Your midas are many. Vaski Lahen. Loch Mehen, the Kitsu is Master Oile Bereyoni case. I'll just mention what comes into my mind at the moment. I don't know what to do that in a rishon. Well, the Chovis didn't have time to think about it. Just whatever comes to my mind, I'm just going to write down and sell in the book. And I was like, there's a lot pshat. Well, what do you mean? I'll just tell you whatever, there's a lot, but I'll just tell you whatever comes to my mind now. It means that's what the Chovis, I don't know. Bein midosayich yishnev shtei midos. Amongst all the midas you've got, two of the midas you've got is simcha and sadness. And they're obviously opposites. You're either happy or you're sad. You know when you're happy? When the pleasure, the enjoyment you're getting is eternal. You know when you're besimcha? When you're doing something that is eternal value. That's when you're besimcha. As Tat said, you're happy when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's the same idea, just expressed a bit more in our terminology. There's no sadness involved there at all. And it stays shalem. As tifilu es midas asimcha. That's when the midas asimcha kicks in. When what you're doing has eternal ramifications. Where's there room for sadness? When do you use sadness? When something happens, it causes you pain. Tomid. Constantly. And you have no way of getting away from it. How honest. You're stuck in a place that's causing you tsar, tomid, and you can't get away from it. But Lord Derech Lemaletmen, there's no way to run away from it. As tifolu es midas ha'atzvus v'ishtam shibo. Then you use sadness. That's when you use sadness. Tiotsu. I always said this up in courses. We have to be besimcha all the time because whatever's happening is from Hashem. V'akol tov. And if I'm in this situation and I can't get out of it, this is the nitzvah in Hashem's yom. V'akol tov. You have to be besimcha. Do Hashem besimcha. No, I'm allowed to be miserable. What does it mean? Atiru gam kain midas ha'evil v'ishtam shuboch. He uses evil. He uses the word. He doesn't use the word sadness. He uses the word mourning. To explain the word evil as sadness is not so posh. Again, I can't argue with a leif toig the way he's mafarish it. But you can be be'evil b'simcha. There can be a certain amount of simcha in the evil. There's pain, there's suffering, for sure. You say Baruch Dana Emes, you don't say Tova Meitiv. There's evil. But that doesn't mean that you're atzuf. That doesn't mean that you're sad, that you're miserable. I'm not sure. Okay, I don't have a Messiah on how to, I don't know. I don't know what to do with that. Well, Sarichi and Godel, maybe I'll get a chance to ask somebody this week and we'll maybe deal with that. Because that's a chidush, atzuf. Avelis for sure. Avelis for sure. But Avelis, and Avelis has included in it aspects of sadness. That's also true. There's a sadness there. But to cry for 3 days, for sure. Aval. So let's steer it to Simcha. Let's steer it to Simcha. Okay. We have Kashas, Boch Hashem. Have a good week. I don't know what's going to be next week. It should be fine, but it's the day before the Chasana B'Shat Tovim Mutzlachas, and I'm hoping I'll be able to learn, but I don't know. We'll if not, I'll let you know. I certainly can't postpone it to Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm happy to learn with Ellie while we're waiting for the kids to come out of the Yichud room. I'm more than happy to learn with you, and if we can, Jonathan wants to join us, we can. But I'll probably get into trouble for doing that.
Not probably. Okay, but yeah, definitely. Maybe we can do Sunday night if that's a possibility. Then.
Okay, let me just see what I can't even think about.
Otherwise, we'll have to. Yeah, maybe we can. I can.
No, because after the wedding, I'm not going to. After the wedding, there's.